All right. This is Bonte Lane. This is KDNK. That was a nice long set of music. I got kind of carried away and forgot to do a break, but I played music for almost a solid half an hour because this is KDNK. And today here in the studio, I have some very special guests. We have a film coming to our community called The Mask You Live In. It follows a diverse group of boys and young men as they stay true to themselves while negotiating America's narrow definition of masculinity. It's going to be at the Third Street Center on November 6th from 6:30 to 8:30. It is free thanks to the support of Davina Kent. And to tell us more about it today, I have Charles Morris and Weaver Cohane. Charles moved to the Roaring Fork Valley in 1973, majored in psych, minored in philosophy. He's the author of Butterfly, The Journey from Loss to Recovery, A Guide for Transformation. He's the founder and director of We Are Designed to Heal, a grassroots organization that encourages and promotes a community review of the cultural fabric that surrounds mental health. And we have Weaver, who believes that art saves lives and dreams grow lives into authentic experiences of self, honest self inquiry. She holds PhDs in creative arts and psychology with emphasis on dream analysis. She is the author of best-selling Artful Dreaming, a primer for finding inspiration for your dreams, which tears her passion for art, creativity, and dream work into a helpful unfolding of creative self-inquiry and creativity, what Weaver calls the sacred marriage within. And I am so excited to have these two in the studio today because they have a lot of great stuff to share with us. So Charles, can you tell us about the film that's coming up?
Sure. The Mask We Live In, or The Mask You Live In, showed up in my life as a result of Weaver and I were part of a five-member panel discussion on the healing properties of grief. And a portion of that presentation focused on the benefits of identifying and processing toxic emotions that, when left unresolved, can produce stress. In an op-ed for the New York Times, David Brooks stated that he thought we as a society were part of a silent Pearl Harbor, an attack on honesty, decency, and civility. Because grief can accompany any of these losses, I started to wonder if we as a culture are arming our children with the tools to deal with loss in this radically changing world with an uncertain future. Our children are certainly our future, and it seemed natural to focus on a healthy emotional life for them. In that previous presentation I talked about, we were able to highlight how art expression helped two young girls deal with their emotional challenges that surrounded suicide. I wanted to focus on young males for our next presentation, and when I saw the presentation of The Mask You Live In, it nailed it. I approached Davina Kent for Human Flourishing to help us with the screening, and they offered to spearhead the screening. They definitely brought it to the finish line.
Now, where's the film come from?
Well, the film comes from a group of people in California called the Representation Project, and they've done four different films. And I'm not sure why the creator of the film picked this topic, but it's a monster and addresses things that are relevant to our society today. And also, interestingly enough, picks up where Robert Bly and Joseph Campbell and Michael Mead from the men's groups 25, 30 years ago left off, and really begs the question of what really happened 30 or 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. Why really didn't we pay attention to some of the things they were describing?
Right. Yeah, well, and as you were speaking, I just popped into my head. It's like this is primarily, I haven't seen the film yet, but the information I'm getting, it's mostly about men and masculinity, but it really applies to everyone and male, females alike in this kind of processing of grief in our modern culture and the weight of the expectation of society and what's happening. I think Carly, my daughter, is in college right now, and she went to a class, and there's so much responsibility and weight on these kids right now with this global crisis that we have going on, and how do they deal with this cultural expectations on how they should behave and what they need to do and how they're supposed to be, and it's really a lot. It's a lot that they're carrying.
Well, it's almost too much to imagine, but I think the good news is that if we can recognize and identify mm-hmm. the challenges,
right.
we have a beginning.
Right.
And you're absolutely right. Even though it's predominantly following boys and young men mm-hmm. as they navigate that the issues in today's right. society, it's obviously affecting everybody. Mm-hmm. Historically speaking, I think mm-hmm. when we look back at boy kings. Mm-hmm. Traditionally, the kingdoms have suffered when we didn't have an immature leader.
Right.
And
right.
so now we have those same kind of kingdoms in large corporations mm-hmm. and in cultures. We can see it very clearly in the abuse to women.
Right.
It's really everywhere you go.
Yeah, there's a lot to work on in our society right now.
Yeah, I think for me, part of it boils down to, why aren't we raised to be true to ourselves?
Exactly.
And to be okay with who we are? And Charles and I talk a lot about the suicide issue and the grief that comes around that before and after. And my husband was reading an article just this morning that the suicide rate since 2007, since actually iPhones
mm-hmm.
it's just been climbing and climbing mm-hmm. and climbing, and you add Facebook to that, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And there can be very positive things, of course, about that, mm-hmm. but the downside is the core of the child having a sense of confidence mm-hmm. that they can express who they really
mm-hmm.
are
mm-hmm.
and not be so waylaid by other opinion mm-hmm. and what's mm-hmm. going on in the world,
mm-hmm.
to learn somehow through some core base mm-hmm. that things are working as the universe
mm-hmm.
is making them work,
right.
and somehow we have to hold our own
mm-hmm.
during
totally.
That.
Well, and that's so challenging, even for adults.
Absolutely.
Right now. I mean, you know, I try to ground myself in positive news and really try to turn off a lot of the, you know, network. I don't have any kind of streaming in that way.
Yeah.
But I still have trouble sometimes staying in that positive. And I really, that theme of expectations on our youth mm-hmm. is a big one for me. I just watch, I have two 20-something daughters. You know, and as they traveled through their school years and stuff, just the pressure, my younger one, it took her some time before she found her way and knew what her direction was. And the pressure she felt throughout high school to decide
mm-hmm.
so early. What
yeah.
do I got to do? What am I going to do? What college are you going to go to? Where are you going? You know, what are you? Da, 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 da. And I just remember trying to go through that with her going, man, you don't have to decide anything.
Yeah.
Just show up every day. Show up every day. Look around you. See what's there. See what's coming to you. What's presenting yourself. But we don't really allow our youth that kind of space.
Yeah.
We don't allow them to
ask them different questions.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
What do you love about yourself?
Right. How do you listen to yourself?
Yeah.
When was
yeah.
the last time? I mean, I know as a person, I never was asked those questions growing up. I was told what I was supposed to do. You're going to do this, you're going to
yeah.
do that, you're going to do this, and then you're going to go sit over there and be quiet. You know, and to make this paradigm shift where we actually listen to young people and teach them to listen to themselves.
Yeah.
And when we learn to listen to ourselves, mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's part of what you do with your dream work and that, right?
It's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Period. On the planet is to try to help people find that sacred marriage within, which
right.
is a pure balance of the masculine and feminine mm. traits, instead of thinking I'm a male or
right.
I'm a woman. And you know
right.
what, all
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Forget the opposites. Embrace this unity.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, through art and through dreams for me, and I mean a broad spectrum of
yeah.
art, not
art
just visual
yeah.
art,
yeah. Yeah.
To help people really get honest with themselves and to look at the values that they're mm-hmm. holding and to change them if they're not serving them.
Well, and to be, give yourself, I think I'm trying to give myself permission not to buy into the cultural norm.
Yes.
Not to buy into, okay, I have to do dot, 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 dot. I have to do this, I have to do that. If I'm not doing these things, then I'm not successful.
Yeah.
And that's what we hear over and over. And it's, you can be very successful, very whole, very happy with a much simpler life than we're led to believe.
Yeah.
You know, the simplicity.
The most important word for success, for happiness, is probably learning to say no.
Exactly. Learn to say,
just say no.
Learn to listen. Mm-hmm. Learn to have a different vision of masculinity, bringing us back to our theme, mm-hmm. and what's going on for more in specific, the male culture, you know. And so I would love to listen to a little bit. Can you tell us about this clip that we're going to hear that points towards the film?
Well, it's a 90-minute film, and it covers literally everything from A to Z in terms of describing the problems and the consequences of not paying attention mm-hmm. to the things you all are talking about. So mm-hmm. the clip highlights it. It's just little quick little blurbs, but I think it really does a great job of sort of teasing the different things they're going to talk about. And I'll mention that statistically, the film describe statistics that are extremely revealing
right.
and surprising about how actually we are, by definition, much closer to that description of a man and a woman that we were just mm-hmm. Talked about. Just an absolutely wonderful, wonderful demonstration of the challenges. And we don't need a degree. We don't need any special medicine. We don't need really any special training mm-hmm. to adjust this. This is all about paying attention to some pretty simple things.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to play a little clip introducing the film, and then we'll be back to talk to Weaver and Charles some more.
Stop crying.
Stop with the tears.
Don't cry.
Pick yourself up.
Stop with the emotions.
Don't be a pussy.
Don't let nobody disrespect you.
Be cool and be kind of a dick.
Always keep your mouth shut.
Nobody likes a tattletale.
Bros come before hoes.
Don't let your woman run your life.
You a bitch.
What a fag.
Get laid. Do something.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Grow some balls.
The three most destructive words that every man receives when he's a boy is when he's told to be a man.
We've constructed an idea of masculinity in the United States that doesn't give young boys a way to feel secure in their masculinity, so we make them go prove it all the time.
Within their peer group culture, each of them is posturing based on how the other boys are posturing, and what they end up missing is what they each really want, which is just that closeness.
In good times, guys are like really close to each other, but when things get a little bit worse, you're on your own.
From middle school, I had four really close friends. Once I kind of went into high school, I struggle finding people I can talk to because I feel like I'm not supposed to get help.
Our kids get up every morning. They have to prepare their mask for how they're going to walk to school. A lot of our students don't know how to take the mask off. What is it you don't let people see? Almost 90% of you have pain and anger on the back of that paper.
If you never cry, then you have all these feelings stuffed up inside of you, and then you can't get them out.
They really buy into a culture that doesn't value what we've feminized. If we're in a culture that doesn't value caring, doesn't value relationships, doesn't value empathy, you are going to have boys and girls, men and women, go crazy.
I had anger issues in high school. I felt like an outcast.
I've been suspended at least once every year I was here.
We would just look for trouble and just like try to fight.
Boys are more likely to act out. They're more likely to become aggressive. Most people miss that as depression, or see it as a conduct disorder, or just a bad kid.
I felt like just giving up on life. You know, I actually had suicide thoughts in my head at sixth grade.
I felt alone for a long time, and I actually thought about killing myself.
Whether it's homicidal violence or suicidal violence, people resort to such desperate behavior only when they are feeling shamed and humiliated, or feel they would be if they didn't prove that they were real men.
If you're told from day one, don't let nobody disrespect you, and this is the way you handle it as a man, respect is linked to violence.
If I can man up, why step down from that? You feel me?
It's like instinct.
All right, that was the trailer from the film The Mask You Live In. And this film is going to be presented at the Third Street Center on November 6th from 6:30 to 8:30. It is a free film, and I'm here with Charles Morris, and we were Cohane, and we are talking about the film and what it means to our society, this just our expectations around how people should live, and males in particular. And I just wanted to ask, that's a pretty powerful clip. You know, so when someone goes to see this film, you know, how would you suggest they prepare for that? Or does the film also offer some resolution and some hopeful ways to deal with and move forward in our society on some of the themes presented in the film?
I think the film is more focused on describing all of the challenges. Mm-hmm. I think the first step in trying to shift something like this is being aware
right.
that it exists.
Right.
You can lead the horse to water.
Right.
Even as powerful as that clip is, the film exceeds that in so many ways in terms of really building a case for the consequences
right.
of not approaching this in a healthy way for our young boys, our young men. And then ultimately, like you said before, their partners, the women right. in our mm-hmm. society. So mm-hmm. it's an A to Z sort of circumstance. And I think the solutions to those problems are community and family-based.
Right.
And one of the things that we'll have at the film is a little handout. The program for the film will include a pretty extensive list of resources in
great.
The Roaring Fork community. And they're all available, and they're all right here. And hopefully, if we get a group of people that want to keep this rolling, mm-hmm. We'll do follow-ups, and there can be community meetings.
Awesome.
We'll have a sign-up sheet for that. Mm-hmm. And really, it's not going to change by somebody saying it ought to change. Mm-hmm. It'll only change when it's taken on in the family. It would be lovely to have this in the schools.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think really the biggest part of it right now is the awareness mm-hmm. and the incredibly dire consequences mm-hmm. That occur when it's not dealt with.
Yeah, we just kind of, I know I'm very guilty of this too. We just kind of go along. We go along every day. We do our thing, you know, and there's a lot of, there's a lot underneath kind of humming along that we're not really looking at, you know, and it is hard to stay focused on these big issues all the time, you know, but bringing our awareness in and saying, hey, you know, this really is something we need to look at, you know, take it in however you can take it in. And pick one of those things off of the list that you can do to move yourself forward, your own family, your own paradigm shift, if it's something that maybe you haven't considered before, or if you have considered it, but just not sure, you know, how to make a positive effect. That's where I'm always at. It's like, okay, I hear all this stuff, you know, the climate action and social justice issues and all these big things we have to work with. And then I have to say, okay, how can I take this in and not just be crushed? You know, how can I take this in and how can I work on it?
You can only do what you can do.
Right.
I mean, and if everybody had that level of consciousness, we wouldn't have the problems.
Exactly.
And I think that this film does show some resolution within the film, within mm-hmm. a few of the boys, of what a dramatic effect
mm-hmm.
The teachings that this film discusses are necessary,
awesome.
Brings to these boys.
Right.
And you know, as you were saying, this will affect the girls
right.
that they go to school with. This
mm-hmm.
will affect the women that
mm-hmm.
they have relationships with.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with Charles. The movie really, we need to see the movie
mm-hmm.
to really grasp
mm-hmm.
that this is a crisis.
Right.
And it's getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to do something individually about it
right.
and to support each other with the issues that come up.
Mm-hmm.
But it really does go back to parents giving an amazing amount of time
mm-hmm.
to the souls of their children.
Exactly.
That's,
yeah.
to me, the bottom line.
Yeah. Yeah.
I dropped off the flyer for the movie at a church today, and the pastor looked at me and he said, "Oh my gosh," he said, "what happened to our role models?" Mm-hmm. He said, "If we just took things one step at a time, to your point, mm-hmm. pick responsibility, mm-hmm. pick accountability, mm-hmm. pick emotional identification. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to get real complicated."
Exactly.
And the results of cleaning up one of those core issues mm-hmm. in anybody or any family can sometimes have incredible legs to
the ripple, the ripple effect.
The ripple effect. Mm-hmm. And when one of them gets a little more comfortable and possibly resolved, then maybe we're more apt to take on another one. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of talking points in that film. Compared to girls, boys are more likely to flunk or drop out of school. Compared to girls, boys are two more times likely to be in special ed. Mm-hmm. Boys are four times more likely to be expelled. Every day, three or more boys commit suicide mm-hmm. in this country.
Wow.
And suicide is the third leading cause of death for boys. And the film really hammers
right.
how important it is to really start with being able to be healthy in the emotional world.
Right.
And that's not that complicated. It just requires some observation and the families banding together to pay attention to that.
That's awesome. So we definitely want to encourage everyone to make the effort to get out on November 6th. That's this coming Wednesday evening. It's at the 3rd Street Center. It's from 6:30 to 8:30. It is free, and you have a lot of sponsors who help bring this film to the community. Is that right, Charles?
Yes, Davina Kent gathered an amazing group of people for this.
Carbondale Arts, Voices. I think he has a whole list.
Yes.
Yeah, we got a group of them here. It's too many to memorize. Let's see. We have Alpine Bank, Rocky Mountain Kid Clubs, Cashin Chiropractic, Mindful Life Program, Stepping Stones, the 3rd Street Center, Voices, Peter Van Winkle, Creative Solutions for Teens, Roaring Fork Parenting, the Buddy Program, and quite a few more.
Excellent. Excellent. Weaver, closing words, thank yous, comments?
Well, be good to yourself, and you'll be able to be good to your kids.
Nice.
And let them express through the arts.
I couldn't agree more. Charles?
Happy to know that the solutions to these kinds of circumstances are right here in our backyard.
Exactly. So we got it. We've got to look at the tough stuff. We got to be aware, and then we got to remain hopeful and know that every action is worthy, and that we don't have to just drown in it all.
Absolutely.
So, good awareness and hopeful solutions.
Yeah.
Yay! Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
All right.
Thanks for
really
having
great.
Us.
Yay. Thank you.